If I can have your attention here in the media center, we are now joined by our race-winning team, and that includes driver Ben Rhodes, the pride of Louisville, Kentucky, the driver of the number 41 Carolina Nut Company Ford for Thor Sport Racing. We got crew chief Eddie Triconis, and we have Thor Sport GM David Pepper. We're going to open the floor up for questions. We'll start with Jim Utter and work our way around.
Jim Utter, motorsport.com. Ben, you said in victory lane, felt like a long time coming. What were you able to get done tonight that you haven't been able to close the deal so far this season?
Well, we didn't cut any tires down, so the tires stayed inflated, and we ran the whole race. The motor stayed running, and it was just everything just went normal, right? I mean, everything went normal. We didn't have any bad luck plague us, and honestly, if you look back at our performances at the mile and a half, every time we were in second or first or third, you know, we had something bad happen. So this has just been, I felt like a long time coming. This chassis 35 Chupacabra, it's a bad fast chassis, and you know, this Ford Performance, Thor Sport Racing, Carolina Nut, Alpha Energy Solutions, we got a good team. We really do. And the relationship that we have this year is just really, really strong. Every single race weekend, I feel like, you know, we're in the top five no matter what. And if we're not, then that's pretty much, you know, a total loss for us. It's been a really strong year for us performance-wise.
Great up here in the front.
Allie Davison, NASCAR.com. So your teammate said that this was kind of might be a turning point for Thor Sports, you know, heading into the second half of the season. Do you think, you know, you guys are gearing up for a big second half?
Absolutely. I mean, I think everybody was super fast tonight. You know, I hate it for Maya. You know, he was out there just collecting points. He's such a good driver and fast driver. He didn't deserve that. But everybody else was really fast tonight. I was extremely excited to see that. All of our teammates were really, really fast. Thor Sport's been really fast. These fast several races, we've been hitting a really strong note, and I think, you know, our competition meetings are flowing really well, and everybody's working together really solidly. So it's just going to get better from here. Just going to get better.
David, what do you think about it as an organization, Thor Sport, coming around?
As an organization, you know, I echo those sentiments. You know, we've been working really hard, and I think the last handful of races you've seen a lot of speed from the trucks, but for whatever reason we'll have a cut tire, a bad pit stop that's kind of derailed our runs. But I think a run like tonight where all of our trucks all day long had speed, and, you know, everybody knew we were here. With five races to go in the regular season leading into the playoffs, the rest of these teams need to look out for Thor Sport. We're going to be a factor.
Eddie, just what the doctor ordered for this race team?
What?
Just what the doctor ordered for this race team?
So, yeah, I mean, I just, like they said, I'm just so excited to bring this kid at home track and his home place. You know, he's been dreaming. I mean, he's still a kid. He's 22, 21 right now.
21, Eddie. Come
yeah,
on.
21.
You don't even know.
But, I
mean,
you talking about this kid, you know, grow up around, like, you know, not far from here and just coming to home place and dominate like we did tonight. I know we didn't win the second stage, but we were faster than the other guy. You know, we should have just, you know, like, stayed there, and we just made the right call at the end and put it back up front, and he did his job. I mean, he just we finally cleared the demons out of this Chupacabra, truck 35. And, man, he just I think, like I told him, my words were, God has a plan and things happen for a reason. There was no bad luck, you know. He just said he was in the right moment, and we were like, today we're in the right moment, the right place. And I'm pretty sure Xfinity and Cup are going to thank us on that call. That they're learning a lot on no tires call. So they're going to see the winner on the next two nights with probably no tires too.
Okay, we'll continue on.
Eric Young with the SuperSpeedway.com. Ben, does it make it a little bit sweeter that it was a hometown win? And for all of you guys, does this change the way you guys strategize for the rest of the season going into the playoffs?
Oh, this is for sure sweeter. This is sweeter than my first win. This is because of the people that are here. You know, this isn't Daytona. It hasn't been around since, you know, well before I was born. What, 60s, 50s? When Daytona came around? Long time ago. Well before I was even a thought. So, anyways, it doesn't have the history that Daytona does, but it has the history for me. I grew up at this track racing Bandoleros and Legend cars. I grew up driving down the road past this track, going to go-kart races. And I pass this racetrack every single time I go to Thor Sport Racing. So I'm staring at it all the time. Sometimes I'll just pull in here without Mark or those guys knowing and just, you know, kind of look around. And I send selfies to them sometimes. And it's just, it's so special for me. I literally don't have words to describe it. You ask me a year later, I might have words for you. But right now, I don't have words, and it's just so special.
Go to Chris, them coming over.
Yeah, ChrisKnightKitchmans.com. Congratulations to you guys. Eddie, are you guys Championship 4 ready? Are you guys Championship 4 caliber at this point? And then ask Ben to answer the same question.
100% yes. We probably haven't dominated like the 21 or the 16. You know, they have multiple victories. We have run with them every race, and like we have said, the unfortunate things that happened. You know, we dominate Martinsville. You know, we dominate, we should have won Kansas, Kentucky, and many more we haven't hit. Even a couple weeks ago, Gateway, you know. I feel like we probably would be on the mark of 3 wins, maybe not 5 like the 21, but 3 wins. But this just opened the door. I mean, we just turn around. We come from a second place finish in Chicago. We got it done tonight. And I think he just, like, definitely is a game changer. And we're definitely a championship contender. And we're just looking forward for Homestead, I can tell you, all the way. I can't wait to get a Homestead and struggle there the last four there.
Ben, your thoughts?
I'm just ready to take Chupacabra to Homestead. I think if we can just flash forward right now and go after a championship, I would be okay with that. Like I said, this is an amazing truck. And we've got another one that's just as good. Back at the shop, even better on the old worn-out racetracks. We saw how well it ran at Homestead last year. So they've got us some fast trucks in our stable. We'll go to Eldora. I'm like Bambi on ice. Slide job Bob will try to do his best on, you know, keeping the truck in one piece.
By the way, I'm just going to take the next week off. Just saying it ahead. I'm not going to be going to be in the grandstands.
Yeah, I'm glad I can make Duke happy this week, because coming out at Eldora, he's going to have 4 tore-up trucks. That's just the nature of the beast. But I'm going to have fun there. We can go there. We can just have fun, enjoy it.
Absolutely.
And there's no pressure on me this time. I get to go have fun in my heat races, have fun in the race, and I don't have to have the pressure on myself. This is a huge relief just for the next 5 races leading up to the playoffs.
Racing news. Ben, you kind of touched on it. We go to Eldora next week. You get a win tonight, a lot of confidence. And Thor Sport did produce a winning truck last year. What's your confidence going into Eldora, and what are you looking for?
Well, the last time I raced on dirt was a year ago, and we got a lot of dirt ringers in the field. And Matt Crafton's become one. He bought his own dirt car, and he runs all the time. Any off weekend he has, or even during the weekdays, he's running. And a lot of the guys in our series are doing that because it's so competitive. Everybody wants to win Eldora. Unfortunately, I haven't had that opportunity, but you know, we're just gonna enjoy it now. We can go there, enjoy it. I can learn. Eddie's pretty good at Eldora. You know, our whole team is. They've got experience there. You know, I've got some, but I haven't finished either one of the races yet. So we're just gonna start with finishing the race, and maybe, you know, the truck, you know, not in the rear or front clip, and then we'll go to the mile and a half, be up back on the asphalt, short tracks. You know, the places that I know and have experience on, and even Canada. You know, I think even up in Canada, I think we could do okay. That's what it's all about.
Kevin Kelly with KentuckySpeedway.com. Eddie and Ben, what was your confidence level after that last pit stop in the closing laps there?
I saw flames.
So, yeah, he's coming to the last pit stop, and we're changing the game. Like, we changed the call about 3 times on the one lap before the pit stop. And then I said, the original thoughts is what you have to go. What you have in first mind, what he came, you stick to your gut. And I told my guys, we're doing this, and it's going to work. And then, you know, like, you got it with 26 or 24 to go, and we took the lead. We knew we came out in front of the 52, it was game over. We just had to make sure nothing else happened. So we were just heart breathing, or my heart probably stopped about, like, 10 times on the last 5 laps. And the last 2 laps coming to white flag, I think I stopped breathing a long time ago. Just, you know, just that energy that this team has. You know, we're like really one of the most passionate groups that you can see in the garage. My guys, I mean, they just put their heart into this program. And I mean, it's just like, for me, it's just like, I mean, I cry like a baby every time. Just put it that way, so.
He won't have a voice tomorrow. He screamed so loud on the radio, I didn't even know what was happening. It sounded like an alien was talking to me.
is not because the cold beverage they're going to have later. Just he said that.
Go next to Dustin.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. I had a couple questions. Ben, I wanted to ask you, just going back to what you talked about, going past this track and driving through over to the shop, but you talked about taking selfies and stopping by. It doesn't sound like the normal thing most people do, so can you tell me about some of those stories or how recently that was, or what kind of things you've done when you've come back by the track on the way to the shop?
Well, we've done an interview. Last time I was here before this, I came out here for an interview with Tim Bray. I've come out here multiple times for that. Come out here to see Mark every now and again. I took a selfie last, I think it was when it was snowing really hard. I came out here, I wanted to see the track with the snow on it because I was driving to Sandusky in the winter. So I took a bunch of pictures there. I just love this track. I pass it all the time. So I stop in from now and again. Even though the gates are unlocked, I'll stop in. My Mark doesn't see me. It's really cool because, like I said, I grew up at this track where our hauler is parked. That's literally right where my family parked our trailer for Legend Cars and Bandoleros. We would pull in there, and there used to be a concrete pad. We would go over to the concrete pad and set our Bandos and Legends up over there. And the entry and exit of the garage were the same exact traffic flow for Legends and Bandos that they have for the truck series. So it was just like, cruise control for me. In practice, and it's just so natural because I've been doing it here for so long. It's just such a good feeling.
And Eddie, I wanted to ask you, just the decision on the no tire, I know you said you go back with your original thought. Was that something that was part of your game plan going into tonight? How does one decide that you're going to go with that or that's going to be an option? What did you see? And when others were taking two tires, were you kind of laughing at that point, thinking you had it, or were you scared?
So, yeah, this thought process started this morning in practice. Our teammate did a test and put right sides, and we went behind him. We took four, and he took rights in practice. Crafton took right sides, and we took four, and we did a run. So all this has been, worked out since practice. We've been making decisions on it. Then on the first stage one, we took right sides, and our truck was fast the first stage. We needed track position, and we just drove through Noah. And I feel like we were strong in four tires. When we put right sides, it kind of unbalanced the different temperature and compound between left and right. And our stage two run, we finished third, but we felt we were not as strong. He got tight, snug from there, and he said, I didn't like it, So then the last run, he just, we had it four tires, and he told me, I'm still pretty tight, we needed to make an adjustment. But I knew it was going to come down to whoever take the lead, because at that point, we were praying for no caution. If he stayed green, that's why it worked out. So we evaluate four tires. We engineers, doing their job. It's going to be this amount of time. We're going to come out this place on the racetrack. They're going to kill us. We're going to be fifth place back. Okay, fuel, no tires. We're definitely going to take the lead, right sides, we still could have came in front of him, but I knew that the truck was going to get tighter on those two right sides. So we definitely, the time that it's going to take me to put two right sides, I'm going to make adjustments. So I put two wedge wrenches. So I did left rear, right rear wedge, and track bar. And that actually was the game changer, not the no tires, because the 52 took right sides, and they kind of got close to us in the first 10 laps, but then they got tight. So I knew that wasn't the right call. So God stay on our side, Locke stay on our side, and this kid finally got, winning his backyard, That's all I can say. Yeah, I did a chassis adjustment, wedge and track bar, to free him up, to make sure that he was fast enough to stay up front.
Chris?
Ben, you usually have a huge entourage when you come to Kentucky Speedway, so I was just curious how many people you brought with you this weekend, and is this redemption tonight? Is tonight redemption for you after what happened in 2014 here?
2014 and last year, it hasn't gone so well for me in previous starts, I'll be honest, but tonight everything went right, and it's definitely redemption. We had a ton of people here. I went out, I only had the opportunity to do one event out front to go see everybody today, and a large turnout at the Ford stage, and then tomorrow, I'm going to be out here all day. Saturday, I'm going to be out here all day. I've got a golf cart, so I'm going to cruise around and go see people that have our flags up and go cruise around the campgrounds and just kind of have fun with the rest of the weekend. It's just kind of cool because they all come out here to support us. So I'm going to go spend some time with them and hang out. And a lot of them are just really cool people. I've got to know them. And I text with quite a few of them now, text back and forth. And I've got this, she calls herself my racetrack grandma. She's from Iowa. Her whole family's from Iowa. They come to a lot of the races. They're here this weekend. So I'll probably go out to their camper, have lunch with them tomorrow, and just have a really good time.
Go next to the gentleman in the back and then up to Jim.
Charlie Hatch from Cincinnati Inquirer. Ben, what do you think Officer Rodman's family would say about tonight?
I don't know if there's really much to say. We all kind of understood what this meant, and, you know, it felt special to me going into the race because I knew he was with us, and they said the same thing before that. And this means so much to them. It means so much to me. This race was a tribute to him, you know, in his memory. Because the truth is that you need more people like him in the world. You know, he was such a giving person, and he's gone too soon. He had a newborn and another 1 or 2 year old at the time, and you know, now he's walking. Mason's walking now, and you know, he's grown up, but he doesn't have a dad, and it's sad. And this is a way that we can get back to the family and just have a good time, and you know, honor his memory, but at the same time, have a good time with them, you know, and just show them that you know, this is what racing's all about. They had friends out here. They came to the Victory Lane, and they were already drenched. You know, I think they were celebrating just as hard as we were, but they weren't on camera doing it.
Jim?
Ben, after picking up your first career win last year, you obviously came into the season with high expectations to kind of pick up where you left off. You talked about having a lot of bad incidents and bad luck. Was it frustrating? Was it difficult to stay positive, thinking that this day was still possible?
Oh, it was the most frustrating thing ever. I mean, after, you know, pretty much every single race we had something go wrong. I mean, somehow we finished fourth at Atlanta and the motor was dying half the time. You know, Martins, I can go down almost every single race and tell you something catastrophic that happened. And it got frustrating. It was enough to say, man, I want to quit. I don't even want to be here. It's not even fun anymore. And because you're just putting your heart and soul into it, and you just go there and you say, what can go wrong now? It's everything's going too perfect at Gateway. What can go wrong? Tire blows, we go into the wall, total truck. You know, it's just what else can go wrong? And now things are finally going our way, and just we don't even need them to really go our way. We just don't need the bad things to happen. And our expectations heading into the season were anything less than a top five, we're not happy. You know, second place through fifth, yeah, it's a good day. We'll take it. We'll take the points and move forward. We want to get some stage wins, but anything out of the top five, we're not happy. And if you look at the season before those catastrophic errors happened, we were meeting our goals. And that's the most disappointing part, to see ourselves go from, even with errors and catastrophic problems, we were second in points to just derail down to eighth in points. And now we're in the playoffs. We don't have to worry about that right now. We can go have some fun and just enjoy the racing, because when you have fun like we did today, you know, the results are going to take care of themselves. And that's what we really focused on today, was just having fun. No stress, just enjoying it.
Go next to Steve.
Steve Conley, WQIO Radio. Ben, following up on that, you said there was a point in time where you were just really wanted to quit. You didn't want to be there. What do you have to do to keep yourself in a mental state to where you can come show up and you can have fun and you can get back to be competitive and lead up to nights like this?
Well, always. You know, it's tough because I've always had the love for it. This is what I want to do. I want to be in the NASCAR Cup Series. You know, I want to be in the Monster Energy Cup Series, and that's my goal. And so my eyes were still fixed on the prize, but my heart was broken, you know? Like, you go to each race weekend, and you're just downtrodden, staring at your feet, kicking rocks through the garage, and you're like, man, what's going to happen? You're just kind of twitchy and, you know, like, what can go wrong? Maybe I should just, you know, sit out for qualifying and just start at the back, because that's where we're going to be anyways. Like, that was the attitude for me. Thankfully, the team had a lot better attitude than I did. They kept strong, and they were the real leaders through this, and they worked so many hours. But also seeing off them, seeing their attitudes, we fed off each other. And it's a journey, like Pepper said. It's a journey, and, you know, like I said, I've always had the love for it, and I still have the love for it. And, you know, my goal is 100% to be in the Cup Series one day, winning championships. But it takes time to get there. It's a journey, like you said. We're going to lose a lot more before we get there, but it's just keeping that number a little lower than what it has been this year.
Well, gentlemen, congratulations on putting that Chupacabra in Victory Lane, and good luck next week at the Eldora Dirt Derby.